With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Jamaica is bracing to take a pounding from Hurricane Melissa, a powerful Category 5 storm packing winds up to 175 miles per hour. There's already been lots of rain, more than 3 feet possible by the time all is said and done.
Earl Cameron lives in the capital, Kingston.
It's not a joke. It's very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical. Yeah. They will be hard to digest when this is over.
Parts of eastern Jamaica could get as much as 30 inches of rain.
Gathered as prayer warriors, as many have done, to pray for our nation.
Melissa has killed at least 6 people in the Caribbean. I'm Ed Donahue.
American sailors and Marines aboard the USS George Washington give a rousing welcome to their commander-in-chief.
Thank you very much. A big hello. This is a special group of patriots, champions, winners. You are winners. Oh, I'd love to have your job.
President Trump addressing the service members in Japan, the latest stop in his week-long Asia tour.
I'm thrilled to be here among thousands of proud American patriots aboard the 100,000 tons, that's a lot of tonnage, forward deployed symbol of American might, power, and prestige, the legendary USS George Washington. This is some ship. They don't make them this way anymore.
Mr. Trump visited the ship after meeting with Japan's newly elected prime minister, and the two leaders have signed a trade agreement. No end in sight to the government shutdown. Today is the 28th day. No paycheck today for tens of thousands of government employees, air traffic controllers among them. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 64 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 22. This is SRN News. Do America's pastors understand America's families?
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
Russia is one of many major industrialized countries that's grappling with a shrinking and aging population, with President Vladimir Putin viewing it as a threat to national security. Experts say it's a legacy of the Soviet era, when abortion was treated like contraception and many women terminated multiple pregnancies. Putin is advancing pro-life laws in an effort to raise the Russian birth rate. He has said he wants to see a return to a time when women had 7, 8, and even more children. This is SRN News. The NBA taking initial steps to address sports betting concerns after recent high-profile gambling arrests.
The NBA has started a review to protect the integrity of the game, players, and coaches following the arrests of Miami guard Terry Rozier and Portland coach Chauncey Billups over alleged involvement in gambling schemes. The league sent a memo to all teams highlighting the need to reassess sports betting regulations. Nearly 3 dozen people, including Rozier and Billups, were arrested last week. The NBA is focusing on injury reports, which can be exploited by bettors. The league seeks to ensure players and coaches understand the risks of gambling and is seeking input from teams. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The Los Angeles Dodgers lead the World Series 2-1. This after last night's 6-5 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Game 4 to take place tonight in Los Angeles. More details at srnnews.com.